Businesses that use the words Park City in their names might lose the right to do so. The company Vail Resorts has filed an application to trademark Park City. KUER's Esther Rady reports.
Vail Resorts operates the Park City Mountain Resort, marketed simply as Park City. Since filing their trademark application, several companies have filed to trademark their own name with the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Catherine Wang is the director of the Park City film series. She saw Vail Resorts trademark application several months ago and says she's taking action to protect her company's brand.
Certainly there's a value to our name in our community and what we do is the Park City film series. So we went ahead and filed our own application to make sure that there would be no overlap or confusion with the services that we provide and that we wouldn't be blocked potentially from using our name in the future if Vail's application was successful.
Kristen Williams is a spokesperson for Vail Resorts. She said in a statement that her company has no intention of interfering with the many local businesses that use Park City in their name. They applied for the trademark in order to keep another ski resort in the United States from calling themselves Park City. Robert Hibble is the owner of Park City Coffee Roaster. He says businesses owned by Vail Resorts could have an unfair advantage if they're the only ones with the rights to the name Park City.
So they're going to be in direct competition with existing businesses. And if they're given the opportunity to use the word Park City and those other businesses aren't, then it's kind of, in my opinion, it's an unfair practice. I don't think anyone should have the right to do that, trademark the name Park City.
Park City leaders are planning to address the trademark controversy at a city council meeting on June 9th. Esther Rady, KUER News.